Wow. Tonight, we have a very special treat. Vicky, would you come on? Vicky is a senior in Chi Alpha. She's one of our officers. I have known her for years, and you all, through your enthusiasm, I know, recognize that she is the real deal. She really loves Jesus. And I'd like to pray over her and over us before she shares the word tonight. Also, let me get your microphone turned on. Where's the pack? There you go. What do you need? Sure, you're right ahead. God, we pray that you would open Vicky's mouth to speak and that you would open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. God, we thank you for all that you're going to do in our sister's life in the years to come. Lord, we pray you do a great work through her in our lives tonight. God, we are eager to receive all that you have for us. And God, we pray your greatest blessings over Vicky, not just tonight, but for a lifetime. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just start talking.
Okay. Oh, I can hear myself. So I'm going to try not to cry, not because I'm scared, but just, okay. I'm good. I'm not going to cry. Sorry. Okay, I'm good. The reason why I cry is God is so good, and it just hits me really hard. Oh my gosh, I can't. I'm gonna pray real quick. So good. I just declare that every person in this room, whether they know you or not, that they will know you and encounter you in a very specific and loving way, God. I just pray that right now, Lord, that you plant a seed in everyone's heart for you, and that there would be no fear in Jesus' name. And I just declare that every single person in this room I will see in the kingdom, and I will be next to Jesus welcoming them in. That means I have to die first. But I'm so stoked, and God, I lift every single person, Lord. I know that you've been hearing them. I know that you've been walking with them, Lord, and I just lift them up to you, God, right now in Jesus' name. I love you so much, Lord, and I just ask that you'd be here standing next to me, just speaking through me. I just pray this over this congregation in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry. Okay, I'm not going to cry. I'm done. Okay. So I'm Vicky. Thanks for coming. I want to start off with a testimony just about unforgiveness and how God has worked in my life through that. I grew up with my mom, obviously, and my grandma and my aunt. But through just growing up with my mom was hard. She had postpartum depression, and so she didn't treat me very well after I was born. So it didn't, like, affect me, actually, till, like, hitting college. And then my grandma and my aunt also just, like, things I found out about them, like physical abuse and verbal abuse and stuff like that. And it wasn't, like, it's so weird. It wasn't until college that I figured it out. But it wasn't, like, it was, I felt in my heart, like, a conviction by the Holy Spirit. And then I was like, this is weird. I can't love my mom. I can't love my grandma. I can't love my aunt. But I don't know why. And so I, like, lifted it up to God. And I said, you know what, God, like, I'm done with this. Like, I'm done. I refuse not to love my family. Like, the people that have birthed me and raised me, like, I refuse. And this year, like, God has done such a work in me that, like, it is truly a miracle. Like, by the grace of God, like, I have been able to forgive my grandma, my mom, and my aunt. And, like, I love them unconditionally. Like, I can just, like, I, like, am eager to speak to them. I'm eager to love them. I'm eager to encourage them. Like, I love to pray for them throughout the day. I pray for them. And, like, oh, it's just such a like, so much love by God just pouring into me. I wanted to read Colossians 3, 1 through 4. So if you guys have your Bibles, just come and read it with me. Or you can read it on the screen, which is right there. So, Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ.
What translation are you
from? Let me check. New Spirit-Filled Life. NLT. Okay, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, I know that we know this, like every day we're like, oh yeah, I've been like, you know, I gave my life to Jesus, whatever, blah, 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 blah. No, like you actually gave your life to Jesus. Like you actually gave your life to Jesus. That's crazy. Like, we don't live in the earth anymore. Like, we live in the kingdom. And, okay, let's practice what giving means. I just want to. And actually, when I wrote this sermon, I imagined handing you the prompt, which is crazy. That's, like, prophetic. So, okay, this is mine. Well, let's just pretend it's mine. This is my life. Okay, Dylan's God, but like not really. You know? So this is my life. Look at it. God, I'm giving you my life.
I don't want it.
Okay, I need you to take it. Okay, so am I holding the prop anymore? Am I holding it? Okay, you're not. I'm not holding it. I have no control over it. I can't decide what I do it. Like what happens to it. Because God has my life, he has control over it. He gets to decide what he does with it, where he places it, what he uses it for. If he wants to sit on it, he can sit on it, right? But it's no longer mine. And that's what it means to give your life to God. So since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits on the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life. You died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. I just think that passage is epic. Like, honestly, like, think about it. Like just take a second to just look at it. Let's just look at it together. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is in heaven. Like, how crazy is that? I just love that so much. Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna cry. Okay. That being said, it doesn't say, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, okay, now you have your sights set on the realities of heaven. Now you think about the things of heaven. No, every day it's a choice. Every day we live a new life. We wake up. It's either we pick up our phone and check our notifications, or we're like, you know what? Let's hold up, God. Let's hold up. Holy Spirit, thank you for another day. Lord, thank you for another day to live life with you, God. Lord, I choose to live with you. I give my life to you today. Okay, now the sugar. But like, it's a choice every day. We decide whether we're going to live under our new life or we're going to live under what the world has told us to live under. Like, what identity are we living in? So, I don't know why I saw this, but swimming pool, right? Like, you have the world and you have Jesus. You can't do both. You just can't. You can't jump into a swimming pool and be like, hey, I'm dry. I'm still dry. No, I'm good. I'm good. Like, it just doesn't, you can't. It's just, you're either wet or you're dry. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's the same thing with, like, saying, like, you can't say the word God and you can't say the word world at the same time. Like, it sounds like world. that literally doesn't make sense. So, it's impossible. And like we did the prop, like, once you've given your life to Christ, it's not yours anymore. It's not yours. It's not yours. So what does it mean to live a new life, right? It means you're no longer living in fear. You're no longer living in regret. You're living in redemption. You're living in hope. You're living in patience. You're living in love. And you're living that out every day. So if we're living in fear, it means that we're not stepping into the reality of our new identity, right?
Come on.
And I can't imagine, like, just not living in the fullness of the investment I've made in God. So refuse to accept anything else. If you're living in fear, refuse to accept fear into your life. If you're not living fully in love, refuse to not love. Right? That's what Jesus has already died for our sins. He not only died for our sins, he died for everything attached to our sin.
Come on.
Everything. So if we're not stepping into it, then we're saying, God, I didn't fully give you my life. Actually, I want to live in fear. Like, I'm good right here where I am, you know? And that's, imagine someone, you love someone, and you're giving them a gift, and they're just like, nah, I'm good right here. Like, I'm chilling. Like, you'd be like, dude, what the heck? I got you this gift. Okay, and then we're going to move to 1 Thessalonians 2:4. I'm going to give a quick testimony about that. I didn't forget what I was going to say. Okay. So I was in this happiness class, and it was a great class. It was a really good class. But I remember seeing there was one man who was a professor, and he's like the head of the happiness class. And I remember seeing him at the front of the class and just being like, God, I'm going to pray for that guy. And I was like, I'm not going to try and make it a thing. I'm not going to control anything. I was like, you're going to make a way, and it's going to be good. And so it was the last day of class. And I had forgotten about it, actually. And we had a speaker coming in who was friends with the main professor. And I was like, you know, I'm going to pray for that, the man who was speaking. And I went up to him, I talked to him after, and we talked a little bit. And he said he was a man of faith. So I was like, oh, great, like, let's just go outside and I'll pray for you. And he's like, oh, right. Okay, so we walk outside. And the moment I walk outside, I see the main professor. And I knew I was supposed to pray for him and not the lecturer. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And so I walked over, and immediately, I felt the love of God. It was one of the craziest things I've ever felt. Like, literally, it felt like if a blanket was over me and someone just dropped it all over me and then it dissolved all over me. And imagine that, but imagine it was love. So I'm going at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this guy. I don't even know why, I've never even talked to him, but I love this guy. And so I go up to him, I'm like, dude, what's up? He's like, who are you? Like, so confused. And the lecturer, he's like standing over here and he's confused too. He's like, I thought you were gonna pray for me. You're like, what's going on? And so I'm standing there and I'm like, let's name this guy Bob or whatever. So Bob's like, I gotta go. He's in a hurry. Like, he's not about like praying about anything. So he's just like leaving. And then I'm with what's his name? Let's call him Jim. Let's call him Jim. So Jim's here, and I'm like, Jim, dude, this is going to be so epic, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Bob, where are you at? And he's just like, what? And I'm like, come pray for Jim. Come pray for Jim. And he's like, oh, man, okay. He's like, okay. So he comes back. He comes back. We pray for Jim. And Bob is like, come on, Jim, we gotta go get food, blah, blah, blah. And Jim's like, nah, you go, dude, you go, like, you go, man. And she's like, okay. He's like kind of offended. And so me and this guy, I just like, we pray. We just keep praying, we keep praying. And it was just crazy to me because this guy is like a professor of happiness, right? And he was extremely intrigued by the idea of Jesus. He just starts pouring out like everything he knows about Jesus, like all the encounters that he has had about Jesus. We prayed over his life. We ended up talking for like an hour and a half about God and like what love means, what prayer means. It was probably one of the most epic like conversations I've had. And I just remember asking him one question. I was like, Jim, Why do you care? Like, why do you care? Like, you're this happiness guy. Like, you've got it all. Like, you're the one that teaches people about happiness. Like, why do you care? He just, like, looks at me, and at that moment, we both knew there was something missing. But he's just like, I'm just curious about it. I'm like, I got you, dude. But it was such a blessing. Like, it was an epic time. So let's read 1 Thessalonians 2:4. So in 2:4 it says, for we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our heart. So that being said, we've already been entrusted. We've been pre-blessed. As people who have given our lives to Christ, we've been entrusted with the message of God. So we can give that message at any time, at any place, with full confidence, because we have this new life. We have no fear in telling people about Jesus. And if I have fear, I'm living against the definition of what my new life entails with Jesus. So I'm not living in control of the world, and I'm living in full freedom. When you have that blanket of love just fall on you, you know, like, full freedom. Like, you could give a crap about what anyone thinks. Like, I don't know if you felt it, but like right now I just pray, God, that every single person in this room would feel that, like at some point in this in their life, just full love, full freedom in that love, in Jesus' name, amen. And my entire purpose, so much freedom, my entire purpose is just to please God. Like, how much freedom is in that? Like, that's crazy, right? Like, we have this new life in God. Now we have love. Now we have patience. Now we have full freedom, healing, and redemption. Like, what? Like, this is crazy, guys. And it's not something like, God doesn't need us. Like, you know, God doesn't need us. He's not like, oh, okay, I need you to do this for me. I need you to give your life to me. I need you to, like, you know, do all these things. It's like everything is a gift from God. Everything. Amen. Like, pleasing God is a gift from God because there's so much freedom in it. Amen. And, yeah, He loves us. Also, just, like, something pretty obvious is, like, it's called good news. Like, the good news of God. Good news is, like, is that Jesus died for our sins. Like, it's good news for a reason. Like, it's not like it's bad news. Like, if you go up to someone and you're scared, you're like, man, my friend is not going to receive the word of God. Right? Who cares? Because it's good news. Right? Our job isn't to make it, like, make it good. It's already good. Right? Like,
come on.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians 2, 5, 6. 5 to 6. I got a testimony for you. Okay. So I was in Italy. I don't know if I've told this testimony before, but I don't know. Okay. I was in Italy, and I was with Holly, and we were in a train station. We were waiting hours for, like, our next, like, have I told this one?
Just keep going.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. That's a good one. So I'm in this train station, and she's just like, oh, you... She's, like, really, like, romantic. She's not here, so I can talk about her. She's, like, super romantic. So she's like, oh, let's write, like, future letters to our husband. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, let's do it. Right, so we're, like, sitting there, and we're, like, writing our letters, blah, blah, blah. And this, like, I don't know, people say that I'm not supposed to say this, but, like, a gypsy person, she comes in, and she comes up, she's, like, asking for food and for money, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, God, what do I do, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know. And she comes up to her thing, and she's just like, hey, can I have some money? Like, can I have some food? But in Italian, so I didn't know what she was saying, but she was like, food, right? And so I'm like, no, like, blah, blah, and no. And so we kept writing her letters. And then she walked away. And the moment she walked away, I was like, the Holy Spirit was like, come on, Vicky, like, you know what it means to live in a new life. Like, you know what it means to live a life of a Christian. It's not just, like, loving on people. It's not just praying. It's, like, providing in every way for them. I was like, oh. I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, crap. I was like, God, I'm begging you right now in Jesus' name. Please bring her back in Jesus' name. Oh, da, 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 whatever, right? And then so I say in Jesus' name, amen. All right, 20 minutes later, she comes back. I was like, praise the Lord. Like, but it didn't make sense because she had already asked everyone there. So I was like, it must be God, right? So she comes back to the table and she asked me again. Exactly the same way. And I was like, 100%, we're going to pray over you. She had no idea what I was saying, but I was like, we're going to pray over you. We're going to feed you. We're going to take you to go box. Like, let's go. And she's just like so happy. And, like, after I prayed for her, I felt like I knew her. Like, it was the weirdest thing. I felt like I'd known her for so long. And she just gave me this huge hug. We were just, like, holding each other, like, out of the cafe. Like, we were literally, like, holding on to each other. Like, she was kissing me on the cheek. I was like, this is weird, but I, like, kind of like like, she's, like, this grandma. Like, she didn't have teeth or anything. So, like, I could feel it all, right? walks me down. She like sits me down. She's like, thank you. And then we leave. But that really taught me like, wow, God always brings it back. Like always redeems. Like if you ever in your life, ever in anything that you do, say in any friendship, any relationship, any peace set, literally any relationship with your professor, like you didn't get a good surf session, any surf sesh, like everything, God always redeems. Like he's the most faithful God and only God there is. And like how lucky are we that he is faithful like that? Like everything. Like you feel like you ate too many cookies. You're like, dang God, I should not have eaten. Seriously.
Come on.
And you'll be like, I got you. We're gonna do this and just like I don't want to get into the details, but like, like he redeems it all, like all of it, everything.
Amen.
Okay, so let's talk about 1 Thessalonians 2:5-6. Sorry, it took a little bit to get to that one. Never once, Paul saying, never once did we try to win you with flattery, as you well know. And God is our witness that we are not pretending to be your friends just to get your money. As for human praise, we have never sought it from you or anyone else. So I think this is super important, especially like when we are like speaking the message of God to people, is like the good news is enough. Like God Amen. Is enough.
Amen.
Like God didn't say like, for we speak as lawyers, approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. It's like we're just the messengers, right? And we get the gift of being just the messengers. And like sometimes I forget that the Holy Spirit does the work, right? The Holy Spirit is the one that changes the heart. I'm not the one to change anyone's heart. Like I get the freedom in this new life to just see the Holy Spirit work in people and just like pray for them and just love them, right? And all we have to do is share the good news through love. Like, just love. Love. Like, it's actually that simple. Like, just loving people. Like, how cool is that? It's just love. We don't have to do anything else but love people. I just think that's crazy and awesome. So, all this is, your new identity, your new life in Christ, is just choosing every single day to live in the abundance of God's freedom. Every day. And I know it's easy to just say it in this room because we're all just sitting in this room, but like actually think about it. Like tonight you're going to go back to your dorm and you're going to be sleeping in your own bed. And you're going to be like, okay, what do I do now? Yeah, I think I'm going to go on Instagram for 2 hours and then go to bed. You know, like, so we have those nights. I mean, you know. So, you can choose to have a conversation with God the moment you wake up, or you can choose not to. Like, you can choose to set your sights on God, or you can choose not to. You can choose to think about the things of heaven, or you can choose to not do that, you know. Like, our identity is in God. It's not in the world. It's not in achievements. It's not in what we do. It's not in our pieces. It's not in our grades. And I know it's hard to know that every single day when, like, a Math 51 piece is staring you in the face, right?
Come on. 9 a.m.
It's so true. So I just want to end this off by saying that if you are looking for genuine love, if you're looking to have a friendship redeemed, if you're looking for grace and peace in your family, if you're looking to like break through something, like remember your new life with God. That's all you have to do is just remember it. Like that's, God, I have a new life in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I don't live in fear. I don't live in lust. I don't live in human praise. Like, I don't need that. Like, thank you, Lord. And thank you that we've already won. Like, when you give your life to Christ, you've already won because he's already won. Like, that's so good. That's so good.
Amen.
So I want to just read this one more time to you because I just think it's epic. So I'm going to read Colossians 3 one more time. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So I'm gonna pray over our congregation. If tonight you wanna give your life to Christ, we're gonna do that prayer too. And let me just say, like, life with Jesus is the best life. Like, so good. So good. I can't describe it. And if it's not tonight, I know that it will be. In faith, I know it will be sometime in the future, whether that be today, in 10 years, or the moment before you die, you will give your life to Christ. And if you are about to die and you give your life to Christ, you can be like, dang, I wish I would have had the blessings of God in my whole life. But of course, God has grace for everything. So I'm going to pray over you guys. We're going to do a prayer to give your life to Christ if you want to. And if that's something that God's put on your heart. And then I'll just do a big prayer. Okay. So we'll all pray together. And if you mean it in your heart, just pray it from your heart. Yeah. And this could also be, guys, if you've already given your life to Jesus, just a renewal of your vows to Jesus. I think that's super important, too. So let's just, worship team. Let's just pray all together real quick. And just pray this out loud with me. Lord God. I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
The foundation that I stand on, I give to you.
The foundation that I stand on, I give to you.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I ask that you come into my heart right now.
I ask that you come into my heart right now.
And I thank you for forgiving my sins.
And I thank you for forgiving my sins.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
I trust you.
I trust you.
And I give my whole life to you.
And I give my whole life to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just going to pray over the congregation real quick. Sorry, that was the problem. You're actually sitting on it.
Sitting on your
life. Okay. Lord, I thank you for every person in here. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being so faithful in every one of our lives, whether we see it or not, God. Lord, I just pray right now that you just pour down so powerfully in the lives of every single individual here, Lord, that you'd show up, whether it be right now, whether it be in the morning in their bedside, Lord, or during their P-sets, God, whether they're jamming out, Lord, or they're just talking to a friend, Lord. I just pray immense wisdom, power, authority that people walk into their new life with you, God. And whether it be with someone else or by themselves, God, that they would give their life to you, Lord, because it is the best life. God, show them in Jesus' name how much you love them. Lord, we love you so much. Amen. Thanks, guys.